It's good to see you all, and over to Janine.
Morning, everyone.
Let's start with a prayer before we get going. Oh, Lord, it's just so good to come here each week to worship you. Lord, thank you for who you are and what you've done for us. And Lord, thank you that we don't just bring our worship in song, that we can bring our worship to you by our lives. But right now, Lord, we want to praise you and thank you for all that you've done in our lives. Amen. So we're going to start with King of Kings, Majesty, and then we'll go straight into All to Jesus, I Surrender, as we think about sacrificing our lives to Jesus. I've got coming.
That's quite apt, Richard. Sit like that.
Majesty, Lord of heaven, living in thee, gentle Savior, Moses' friend, strong deliverer, beginning and end. All within me, all that your throne, that you say, I have the power, I lay my own. For your cross, I don't deserve, I live to serve your righteous deed. Heaven, worship you. Love eternal, all the nations, the blessings of souls, all in sin, to your throne. All within me, cries out in prayer, and you say, I count the power, I lay my life before you now. In royal grace, I don't deserve, I live to serve your majesty, your majesty. I count the power, I live my own before you now. Royal road, I don't deserve, I live to serve your majesty. I live to serve your majesty. I live to serve your majesty.
To Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust in him
His presence daily, I surrender humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me now. I surrender all. To Thee, my blessed Saviour, I surrender all. To Jesus I surrender, make me Saviour holy Thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit I surrender, Lord, I give myself to Thee. Let Thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all to Jesus. Now I feel the sacred flame. Oh, the joy of all salvation, glory, glory to His name. To Thee, my blessed Saviour, I surrender all. To Thee, my blessed Saviour,
as we come to prayer this morning, let us remember and reflect on what we've just been singing. All to Thee, I surrender. Are we willing to surrender our all to Jesus? I hope we are. Let us pray. Dear wonderful Lord, we come to in prayer this morning. We come to praise You. We come to glorify You. We come to assure you that we love you. And Lord, we do want to surrender our all to you. We thank you that you died for us on the cross of Calvary. We thank you that you gave your all for us. Help us, Lord, to give our all to you. We thank you for the world you've created. Oh, Lord, how we long to see peace reigning in your world. Give wisdom to all who have any situation of authority. Lord, may they know your guidance. May they be willing to listen to your word. We thank you, Lord, for our own country. We thank you, Lord, for all who are in authority here. Lord, we know that it's easy for us to criticize people, but Lord, we're facing in the near future another local election. And Lord, we pray that the right people might be elected. People who are willing to obey you. People who are willing to consider the world that you created. Its standards, its qualities. Lord, you know what is best. And it is your will that people should live in harmony with each other. You want to gather us together as believers. And we pray, Lord, that we might be willing to work together to promote your gospel. Lord, your love is so wonderful. Your love is so fantastic. We couldn't find a love like that anywhere else. Lord, just knowing that you love each one of us as individuals, that you love our family and friends. You love those who do not even recognize you. Such is your love. Lord, we pray that we might be able in our lives, by the power of the Spirit, to live lives that reveal you working in our lives. Lord, we want to see more and more people coming to you in faith, accepting your gift of salvation. And yet, Lord, we know that there are many who couldn't care less. But Lord, we pray that more and more people will be challenged with the truth of your word. Lord, it's not only by words that we can share your love, but it's also by the way we live our own lives. Lord, strip us of self and fill us with the power of the Spirit. We want that flame working in us and through us, Lord. We want the courage to go out and share your love. And Lord, we ourselves need your love. We need your care. We need your healing. There are so many things, Lord, that we need, and yet we know that you keep all your promises. We know that you will be our healer, you will be our guide, you will be our leader, if only we will let you. Lord, we pray for people known to us who need our prayers at this time. We think, Lord, of those people who will be standing for local election. Lord, be with them. Be with those who are responsible for that election. And Lord, we pray for our own people. We pray for Stuart and Jean. Lord, you know the situation there. We pray, Lord, that you would be with them and their family, and that you would provide all that is necessary at this time. And Lord, we want to think about how wonderful you have answered prayer in the past. And we know that you will answer our prayers now. And Lord, this morning we want to think about Bruce's cousin, Richard. We're told that he is dying. Lord, we bring to you especially Richard's mother. Lord, she needs your strength. She needs your courage. She needs your help. So, Lord, we pray that you would be with her and that you would be her strength through this very difficult time. And for all who know Richard and love him, and for Richard himself, Lord, we ask that you would be with them through this rather difficult time. And Lord, for others that we might know, we bring them to you. We may not name them, but you know, Lord, who we are concerned for. And then, Lord, we pray for each other. We pray for our Richard. We pray for Gillian, Robert. We pray for Stephen and Rachel. We pray for Brian and his family. We pray for Deborah and Graham. We pray for Stuart. We thank you, Lord, for what he does in your service. We pray for Bruce. Lord, be with him. Be with him. Be his strength. Be with his parents. Be with Dawn, Emma, and Hannah. We pray for Rita. Lord, be her close companion. Be her healer. Relieve her of the pain that she feels. Lord, be all that Rita needs. Be with her family and friends. We thank you for so many members of the family that love you, and we pray for them in their discipleship. We pray for Eunice. Lord, be with her, uphold her, and equip her for her discipleship. We pray for Sarah. Lord, be very close to Sarah. Be her companion. Be her strength. Be her healer. Lord, be her joy and peace. And Lord, for her family and friends, we bring them to you also. And so, Lord, we ask that you would be with each one of us. We all have problems, maybe. We all have hopes. We must perhaps have some despairs, but we know that whilst we are in your company, whilst we are members of your family, whilst we believe in you, we know that we have a wonderful God, a wonderful teacher, a wonderful healer. Oh, what love you show. We want to praise you, Lord. And Lord, we say it again. We want to be empty of self and full of the Spirit. May we shine for you, Lord. This is our wonderful prayer. Amen.
We're going to sing Beauty for Brokenness. And if you look at the chorus, as we're thinking about giving of ourselves, sacrificing our lives, God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame.
Beauty for brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in your suffering world, this is our prayer. For the children, justice, joy, peace, sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Shelter for fragile lives, cures for their ills. Work for the craftsmen, trade for their skills, land for the dispossessed, rights for the weak, voices to plead the cause of those who can't sleep. God of the poor, friend of the weak. Let our cold hearts, let tears fall dry rain. Come change our heart from a spark to a flame. Refuge from cruel wars, havens from fear. Cities for sanctuary, freedoms to share. Peace to the killing fields, fortune to clean. Christ for the bitterness, his cross for the pain. God of the poor, God of the weak. Give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love on the sun to a flame. Let's draw the rubbish down. Oceans and streams, mountains and poisoned, our future and our dreams. Lord, end our madness, carelessness, greed. Make us content with the things that we need. Lord, until your justice will finally begin. Until the nations learn of your ways, seek your salvation, bring you the praise. Lord of us compassion, we pray. Mount our poor hearts, lift us all, I pray. From chain to harm, all the stars, to our pray, melt our cold hearts, let tears fall, I pray. Oh, to change our love, oh, the star, to our day.
Come to the scripture readings for today. There are two, one from Corinthians and one from 1 Peter. And it's over to Deborah first and then to Graham.
2 Corinthians 8, verses 1 to 9. And now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. In the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the Lord's people, and they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us. We urged Titus, just as he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also the completion this act of grace on your part. But since you excel in everything, in faith, in skill, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich.
That can read in 1 Peter 2, verses 1 to 5. Therefore, rid yourself of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander, never trouble. Like newborn babies, pray for your spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up to your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good, as you come to him, a living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God, and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices accepted to God through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we have much to give thanks for what the Lord has done for us. So we're going to sing, Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart.
With a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. With a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. sacrifice, because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son, and Lord. Knowing sin, I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now, let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich, because of what the Lord has done. With a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One, because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now, let the weak say I am strong, let the poor say I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now, let the weak say I am strong, let the poor say I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now, let the weak say I am strong, let the poor say I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us.
The grace of giving and spiritual sacrifices. First of all, the grace of giving. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Money is not an unspiritual topic. Jesus spoke more about money than he did about heaven and many other so-called spiritual subjects. Why was this so? My friends, it was because money is the most common rival to God. It's Satan who uses money against God, and we have several advice and warnings concerning this in the scriptures. In the New Testament, we have the superb example of the Macedonian church in the response or the matter of giving. Their giving was a response to God's love, which so filled their lives that overflowing generosity resulted from them. God was so good to them that they, in their response, overflowed in their giving to God for his work. This supernatural giving is a real sign of God's grace at work, and its lack of spiritual giving in an early sign, I believe, of spiritual death. In other words, where we don't bother about giving to God, then that can do so much harm within God's work. As we have already seen, the people gave out of their poverty. And what a challenge to us in the West, as we enjoy a reasonably high standard of living. We need to define before God what is enough and live on that, giving away the rest to every good work. You know, under the Jewish law, the Jews were required to give a tenth of all that they had, and only after that did their real giving begin. Now, we, of course, we're not under the law, but how much more generous should we be now that we are under grace, the grace of giving? You know, my friends, when we hear appeals for help, and when those appeals include finance, then it may irritate us. But you know, God is so good. He has given so much for us. Can we ever criticize the fact? Can we ever go against Scripture, which encourages us to give and to give plenty? Very difficult, because we know in our land now, all right, we might be much better than people in the East, but my friends, we know that the standard of living here is increasing. It's expensive, and we could feel at times that we haven't got much. But you know, my friends, if we give to God, my experience is this, that He always, in various ways, gives back to us. We had a strange week this week. Looked at the bank balance, and all we had was £4.92 in the bank and no cash in the house. But you know, tomorrow is Monday. Monday is the day we get our big pension. So the Lord provides. He never lets us down. And I have experience of, in ministry in the past, of people who have given their all to God and had back more than they ever expected, wanted, or needed. And the great thing is, they can do what they've done in the past yet again. The grace of giving. God has given to us. Surely we need to give to Him. The second part, spiritual sacrifices. 1 Peter 2, verse 5. God's people are a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So, friends, what sacrifices are we to offer? Well, one answer is the sacrifice of our praise. We can praise God, my friends, not only by words, but also by our music, our dance, our drama, and all other aspects which could be included in our worship. In a survey in one church it was found that a third of the respondents did not like dance and drama, and about another third generally liked it. In spite of the former group, they felt in that church that they must continue to worship God through these means. Why not be joyful in God's church? Why not be full of joy? Why not dance? My friends, this is a way that we can sacrifice ourselves in God's work. You know, the world is full of movement and activity. But you know, if you're not careful, the church can be starved of good movement and action. For another, dance and drama challenge the over-intellectual presentation of the Christmas message. Listen to this. About 75% of people are switched off by words. Many could respond, however, to the gospel presented through dance and drama. Also, we need to be aware of subscribing to the unbiblical idea that anything beautiful or creative is unsuitable in the church. It's not. God is the creator of all this. God is the creator of dance, drama, and so forth. Then there's also the sacrifice of our work. God gave Adam work to do, and Jesus himself worked as a carpenter for 30 years, so signifying work forever after. You see, God is not just interested in our so-called religious activities. No, my friends, our works matter to him too. Writing to the superior spiritual Colossians, Paul says this: whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord and not for men. And you know, my friends, we need to think through our attitudes in the office, the hospital ward, the classroom, the common room, the shop floor, or wherever we are. We need to think about our attitudes when we are at work. And then, finally, there is the sacrifice of our gifts. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, because with such sacrifices, God is pleased. That's from Scripture. That's from Hebrews 13, verse 16. Do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. We know, don't we, that we are living in an age of hunger. Hunger for so much. But what action have we taken about it? Now, what can I say? I am so pleased when I see individuals of the fellowship doing things that share the love of God, using the gifts that we have, whether it's singing, whether it's drama, whether it's speaking out God's word, whether it's stopping to talk to people on the street, whether it's inviting people into our homes. Oh, there is so much that can go on. And when I see that among us, then I thank God, because this is the sacrifice of the gifts that God has given to us. The gift of being a good host can do so much. Inviting people into our homes. You know, that's one way of spreading the gospel. And it's a way that does reap so much. Giving someone a good meal. Oh, they'll come to our home. They'll enjoy that meal. And you know, we've no idea how much God will use that sacrifice of our food, our time, or whatever, to bring about people to Jesus. You know, come to church. Yeah, that's great. But what are we doing outside of our Sunday services? I know of people who have no contact, certainly no contact that's worthwhile, except from one person. And that's God at work. On my prayer list, I've got 4 people. Oh, well, yes, now and again I might see them. There's one I don't see, never have seen. But I got someone on my right here who is a great person there for them. And that person is not very easy to deal with. They've got bad language and they can be very offensive. But you know, while at least someone is caring for someone who is not popular, for someone who has so many troubles, then that is using God's gift. And I know I could go all the way around the table and speak of gifts that you use in God's service. Our time. It's not our time. It's God's time. And we must use it in his service. Yes, have worship, have dance, have drama. These are all great in the service of God. But as we said, some people will never listen to the words that we talk, but our actions will mean so much more. So let God work through us. Let us meet with people that are needy, people that need help, people that need healing, people that just need a bit of companionship, or people that are, well, almost unbearable. And yet we must not give up, because God will see us through if we are willing to sacrifice our lives, our gifts, in the service of God. So you see, have you learned something? Our gifts is not just our gifts in money. It's our gifts of all that we can do. And that is so important. So let us be all that we can be in God's service. May we be ready to sacrifice ourselves and our possessions in the way that our Lord may call us. And to him be the glory. Amen.
So we're going to sing I will offer up my life in spirit and truth. Cora says, Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a king?
I will offer up my life in spirit and truth, pouring out the oil of love as my worship to you. In surrender I must give my every part, but receive the sacrifice of a broken heart. Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a king? Savior, what can be said? What can be sung as a praise of your name for the things you have done? Oh, my words could not tell, not even in part, of the depths of my soul, I'm in a thankful heart. You deserve my every breath, for you paid the great cost, giving up your life to death, even death on the cross. You took all my shame away, then defeated my sin, opened up the gates of hell, and tapped into you. Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a king? Savior, what can be said? What can be sung? So praise of your name for the things you have done. Oh, my words could not tell, even in part, of the depths of my soul, I'm the thankful heart. Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a king? Savior, what can be said? What can be sung? So praise of your name for the things you have done. All my words could not tell, even in part,
because of various celebrations and different matters, we've not kept perhaps to the second Sunday for communion, but we are going to celebrate communion this morning. And then we will go back to the second Sundays each month. Let us come because Jesus loves us and died for us on the cross. Let us come and meet the risen Lord Jesus, for not only did he die, but he rose from the dead, and praise God, he's alive forevermore. Let us come and bring our concerns and our problems to him, and let us believe that he will deal with them for us. Come like the disciples, ready to do whatever the Lord requires of us. Come with thankful hearts. Come in humility and go in confidence, because Jesus is Lord. Let us pray. We thank you, O God. We thank you that we can come, and in remembrance of all that Jesus has achieved for us, we give you our thanks, and we offer our lives in your service. Amen. Let us take the bread in remembrance that Christ died for us, and let us feed on him in our heart by faith with thanksgiving. Jesus broke the bread, he said, "Take, eat in remembrance of me." Have you had it yourself? Jesus also took the cup, and he said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood. Whenever you drink it," he said, "do this in memory of me." We retain the cup so that we might all drink together. So Jesus took the cup. This is in remembrance of the precious blood that he gave for us. Let us drink in true thankfulness. Graham, can you do it? Oh, no, Brian, there we are. Thank you very much. Let us pray. Let us go to our families and friends and to our homes, knowing that our Lord goes with us. And let us go in peace, loving and serving our Lord always. Amen. Thank you, Jenny.
So you may notice the picture that Bruce has done for us on the right-hand side for Teach Me to Dance. And, of course, Father Bruce talked about dancing in his message. So if you look at those people, that's how we should be. Dancing for the Lord in thanksgiving for all that he's done for us. So we're going to sing Teach Me to Dance to the Beat of Your Heart.
To dance to the beat of your heart, teach me to move the power of your spirit, teach me to walk in the light of your presence, teach me to dance to the beat of your heart, teach me to love with your heart of compassion, teach me to trust in the day of your coming, teach me to walk in the your coming, teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. You're on the rhythm of life, created heaven and earth, in your joy without measure. So like a child in your sight, I dance to see your delight, for I was made for your pleasure. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to move in the power of your spirit. Teach me to walk in the light of your presence. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to love with your heart of compassion. Teach me to trust in the word of your promise. Teach me to walk in the day of your coming, teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Little one, let's express the heart that dances in the air, but we are not here to own it. Little one, let you bring to see the joy in your face, not my own. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to move in the power of your spirit. Teach me to walk in the light of your presence. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to love with your heart of compassion. Teach me to trust in the word of your promise. Teach me to walk in the day of your coming, teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart.
Woo! Okay, that was a practice, everybody. Next week, we want to see this.
Now we come together.
Oh, God. Should have left it alone.
Sure.
Thank you.
I'd like to interrupt. Bruce, yes. You pray for everybody else.
Yes. Can we? I said that at the beginning.
Can we all pray for Bruce, please? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithful servant, Bruce. He prays for us. He ministers to us. He brings the word. He opens your truth to us. He has that love of your word, which we need. We thank you for him, Lord. We rejoice that you've sustained him. Ask you to continue to give him health. Bless him in his health. Bless him in his finances. Bless him in his family, his relationships, Lord. Bless him in every aspect, I pray. Strengthen him, give him joy all the days that you've allotted. And may he look to your coming or to your taking him home with joy. And may that show in his life. May he live with joy in his life. May he enjoy his days. May he know our love for him, which is your love in us. May it be your glory. Amen.
May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hallelujah. It was great.